morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry. It could all end today. We shall see. Michael Jackson will be laid to rest this morning in Los Angeles in a private ceremony at Forest Lawn Cemetery in the Hollywood Hills. This funeral is not open to Jackson fans, but at the Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles, thousands of his fans will gather to say their goodbyes. The Staples Center seats about 20,000. There will be a group of fans, people who won lottery tickets to get in, plus invited guests of the Jackson family. But there will be hundreds of millions of people watching the ceremony and the concert around the world. It will be broadcast live on a number of networks. Josh Rogerson, Los Angeles resident, who is in downtown Los Angeles near the Staples Center, where it's quiet this morning. What's the feeling on the part of the fans that are showing up already?
Everyone's really excited to celebrate the life of Michael Jackson. I think it's going to be a very positive, enriching environment to just celebrate his legacy rather than, you know, mourn his death.
Why all the tension on the part of L.A. authorities leading up to this day, where, as you say, it feels very much like a moment of quiet reflection?
Well, there have been some city council members who have been objecting to the fact that it's just going to be costing so much money. I heard it was like $2 million in overtime for the police force alone. There's actually a number of police officers here now. We're talking to some guys who are going to be getting off in just 3 hours. They're pretty excited for that. But it's just an enormous expense to make sure that everything happens like clockwork, which I'm sure it will. And it's a very tough time for the city of Los Angeles. They're just really strapped economically. I hear there are $500 million. The budget gap is $500 million for the city alone.
No, and the state has a $26 billion budget gap, which we were talking about last week. Josh, are you going to collect fans for us later on in the morning as we get closer to the actual concert time?
Yeah, I've been recording some voices here on the street, some folks who are dancing by their car and playing some music. So the atmosphere is just really positive, and it's going to be an amazing day.
All right, Josh, we'll be talking with you throughout the morning. Also with us this morning is Belinda Luscombe, Time Magazine editor-at-large. Belinda wrote much of the Michael Jackson coverage for Time Magazine. Belinda, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
You know, it seems to me that if you look at the Staples Center crowd list, and there's no official list, but you've got about 8,000 people who got these wristbands from the lottery ticket sales, right?
About 16,000, actually, because I think they got two.
Really?
There'll be about 18,000 people there in all.
I read in one of the Wire stories that, you know, they're sparkly, and Michael would have loved that. People were very excited picking up those wristbands. But you've got that group of people. You've got 9,000 invited guests or so from the Jackson family. You've got media. Who do you think, in terms of all of the worlds that Michael Jackson touched, is going to be represented by the people in that hall at the Staples Center later today?
I think it will be largely a fan base, and obviously, you know, there were something like 1.6 million people who applied for those sparkly wristbands. So it's going to be all around the world. It's going to be, you know, not unlike, you know, NPR's own Ira Glass. It's going to be live streamed to many cinemas. It's going to be on many of the TV shows. So I think mostly it's a thing for fans. In terms of performers, who represents Michael? I mean, you have everybody from Usher to Kobe Bryant and Magic Johnson, Lionel Richie. I mean, they're not all going to sing. There's even, in what I think is kind of a questionable choice, a 12-year-old boy who's supposed to be there and making his tribute, who's always from Swansea in Wales. They always seem to be from Swansea in Wales. And he does Michael Jackson on Britain's Got Talent. So it's going to have all these aspects of Michael's life. Some of it will be, I'm sure, very beautiful. Some of it will be quite difficult to watch. And some of it, I think, there'll be some great moments of actual genius.
Belinda, has there been any indication, advance notice, as to which stars will sing, I assume, which Michael Jackson songs, who will be doing what and what songs we'll hear?
No, there hasn't been any indication yet. It's been organized by Ken Ehrlich, who does the sort of Emmys and the Grammys. So you know it's going to be a very TV-friendly event. But he has said it's going to be very somber. I don't know if there'll be a moonwalk, but I'm expecting the sort of more flashy aspects of Michael's life will be probably toned down.
Finally, Belinda, it seems as though this is a moment for members of the African American community to explicitly embrace Michael Jackson's memory, even with all the complexities of his story in his later years. Do you sense that that's part of the narrative of the people that are arriving all this morning?
I think that's been a part of the narrative of the whole story of his demise, that the African American community is sort of rediscovering Michael Jackson as one. I mean, he was the guy who is credited with integrating MTV. He is a fantastic performer. He and a true genius in some moments. And you can see that some of the people who are coming, Martin Luther King III and, excuse me, Bernice King, you know, Dr. King's children. There's definitely Al Sharpton. There's definitely some black leaders among the people who are scheduled to be there.
All right, Belinda Luscombe, Time Magazine editor-at-large, who will be covering the events at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.